I will hold a plank throughout the whole podcast.
All right, go start.
If you hold a squat, I'll hold a plank.
All right, no, I'm out.
Can't people, like, isn't the world record for, like, a plank, like, 6 hours?
Several days.
I think the new one was broken for 8 hours.
8 hours?
I'm just going to let you know, I struggle when shit counts to 8 seconds.
Like, that is doesn't it feel like the last, like, 5 seconds of a plank is always the longest, though?
Yeah.
It's like, I guess it's just like that.
Five.
It's like when when he goes 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and then the 5. As soon as he hits 5, you're like, I'm pretty sure he said 5 8 times now.
Yeah. Like,
but I think also Chip does slow it down. Yeah. He's like, 30 seconds. And then like 10 seconds later, he's like, 30 seconds, let's go.
Legit.
All right.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to episode 9?
10.
10. Oh, gosh.
We should double digits.
Let's go. That's what's up.
Let's go.
Jason's
we can touch
episode
each other
for
now.
Double digits. I said digits. Why did I say digits?
Double digit episode. This is
double
pretty,
digits.
That's pretty big to have.
That is, yeah. It's exciting.
We made it past 10.
Made it past 10 before giving up.
We haven't gone past 10, guys.
Oh, right. We're still,
so
on,
still
10.
On 10.
But yes, welcome back to the Project One Dance podcast. My name's Josh, and hosting with me today is...
Ryan. My name's Ryan. I'm from Project One Dance Crew.
Yeah. And we have special guest today, Mr. Jason El Khoury.
Hey, guys. I'm Jason. Just like to say thanks for having me on this show.
That's really quiet.
That's really
quiet. I should turn you up a little bit.
No, it's all good. What about now? Is that better? Is that...
Yeah, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, that's a good...
Thanks for having me on the podcast,
That's the energy
guys.
We
thanks,
need.
That's the energy,
that's the energy,
that's the energy
we
we're going to get. That's the energy we're going to get.
Look, Rob, while you're editing this this audio, I'm sorry if I made everything really bad, but you weren't here to help me.
Yes.
So just remix. Just
yeah.
That was... Yeah. Wow.
Okay, Josh. Okay, Josh.
So, yes. Welcome, Jason.
Oh, wait, Josh. You. Your hair. It's like sticking up a little bit.
Thanks for telling me this time.
It's a
okay?
bit awkward.
Listen, last time they didn't tell me.
I was going to say something.
But you just like,
I was like, should we restart? Like, should we just...
No.
Shouldn't restart?
No. Like, I think...
As your boy, I personally think we should restart.
My boy, what do you mean?
As your man,
that's my man,
I personally think we should restart.
All right, ready? thank you for telling me this time, though, like, legit.
No, that's okay.
Like, last time I looked at the thing, it was, like, sticking up. I was like,
oh, really?
It's like when you have a snot or something. Oh, you're just like, yeah. Dude, just tell me I have a snot.
Tell me I have a...
Tell me I have something in my teeth.
Get rid of that, yeah. No.
Is it,
I mean...
This is a visual joke for our audio listeners.
Yeah, visual joke for audio listeners. Nah, we're... So, welcome. Welcome, episode 10. We're here to interview Jason today. So, without further ado, I think let's just get straight into this, unless there's any news that anyone wants to tell us about.
News?
All good? No?
No.
Ryan...
No news?
...is...
What?
...back to host with me. What?
Whoa.
It's been weeks.
Oh,
it's
yeah, both I did, of us I did he have a break. Oh, you were last week, right?
Yeah, I was last
so
week.
So, you took a break last week.
And then before
week.
That was yeah. Ryan.
I took a break.
You
know,
took a break.
It's hard, you know, carrying the podcast.
Yeah.
Carrying it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're back.
Now we're back.
Yeah,
back together.
Yeah, it's hurting a little bit.
You're back together. Oh, the boys are back. High School Musical.
Right.
I like it. Yeah.
Jason got me.
Jason got it. He understood it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, Jason, tell us, how did you start dancing?
Okay. We're straight into the questions first.
Straight into the
all
questions.
Right. How did I start dancing?
This.
Oh, let me. All right. Let's think about this one. So, I guess I started dancing because my parents got me into it at a really, really young age. So, music is something that.
How old do you reckon?
So I think I was about 3 or 4.
Okay.
Yeah, so
real young.
Damn. Real, real,
real
young. So music is something like every time music was on, I was born overseas. So the music that they used to play, like obviously it was the Lebanese music. So that stuff was a bit different.
Mm.
But they used to always play that stuff. And apparently, obviously, I don't remember this because I was like, you know, one.
You
or
were 3 or 4.
I was one at the time.
Oh,
I mean, one at the time.
Younger.
So every time music was on, I was always dancing around.
Wow.
You know, just dancing, like there's videos, there's VHS tapes
yeah,
of me, like
yeah.
just, you know, dancing, falling down, getting back up and
yeah,
just
yeah.
dancing nonstop. So it was just something that I guess I, you know, naturally do.
Mm.
And I guess like when I listen to that, when I say this story, I kind of think to when people tell me, oh no, I can't dance. I can't
right.
dance.
Mm, yeah.
Everyone can dance because
yeah.
everyone has this little jiggy
straight
inside
up.
Them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
As soon as a song comes on, you know, you do a little,
it's just that
little
feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly right. So, so that's something like my parents obviously saw in me. And so then they got me into dance. And the first class that I did at the start was breaking.
Mm-hmm.
And so my first teacher actually was Stevie.
Stevie
no
G.
Way.
Yeah, Stevie G.
It's
come
full circle.
I know. So Stevie G was still really young at the time. I actually should ask Stevie how. I think he might have been like our age.
Serious?
Do you reckon?
I think so. Wow. Well, if you're talking about like 15 years ago. That is crazy.
Stevie's in his 20s, isn't he? 30s?
I think he hit 30s now.
30s.
Sorry, Stevie.
I mean, I thought he was in his 20s, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he does look very young.
He does move.
Yeah,
he shaved his head.
Yeah.
Anyway, Stevie was my first teacher, and he taught me a lot. I was obviously, at a young age, you don't really know much about dance, so power moves, just anything, any tricks.
Right, yeah.
Was what I was into. So, you know, the headstands and the trying to do the
everything that every kid would do.
Every kid, pretty much, you know, you're there to do the head.
Same.
Yeah, exactly right. You're just there to do the cool stuff. And Stevie did teach me that stuff. So, you know, the headstands I was really, really into. And then Stevie kind of took, I think he was doing a few things in terms of his dance career. He was kind of going to Sydney every now and then. And so Tim-O-Matic actually was replacing him.
Yeah.
Wow. So Tim-O-Matic was my next teacher. Mm. And he was teaching breaking, which, wow, when you look back at it, it's kind of like, okay, Tim-O-Matic definitely isn't a breaker. But, you know, he was definitely teaching it back then. So when I was doing that type of breaking stuff.
Yep.
And then Mum was like, oh, looking at the other classes at this studio, they also have hip-hop. And I was like, yo, Mum, what's hip-hop? Like, this isn't the breaking stuff.
This isn't head spins.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. So at the time as well, I was watching Stomp the Yard.
Yeah.
Do you guys stomp the yard?
Ooh.
So that's like, you know, I think it's called stomping or something like that.
Stepping.
It's called stepping. And so like that was really, really cool. But the main dude is a crumper.
Mm. Wow. There you go.
And in that movie.
Yeah.
So when he was dancing, I was like, oh, that is sick. And I was just throwing real hard movements. If you look back at it, there's videos. I've seen the videos. It's not good.
Is that the one you have like uploaded somewhere? It's just like Jason does cool dancing or something?
No. This one, no one's allowed to see.
No one's allowed to see.
But yeah, like I was listening to like a lot of like the hard hitting stuff, and I was just chucking moves. And you know, at the time, like you think you're doing real good.
Yeah.
And you know, you got Mum and Dad like, yo, he's gonna be great.
He's great.
He's gonna be great.
That's the talent.
Yeah, legit. So then. Yeah, I was into that type of stuff, watching stepping, and so I was like, oh, what's this hip-hop stuff? So Mum got me into hip-hop. The way she explained it was hip-hop is breaking but standing up. That's how
Yo,
she explained it.
I mean...
She goes, you pretty much just don't touch the floor. And I was like, but the cool
that's
stuff...
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, so I was like, the cool stuff's on the floor.
Yeah.
I think the reason why she wanted to get me into this is because at the school discos...
Yeah.
I was always on the floor,
right?
Head spins and stuff.
That's so
Mum used to always look like in the crowd and be like, oh, why is everyone moving? Oh, Jason's there.
Interesting because that's like very similar to, I guess, hip hop origins as well, like of what we call hip hop today, like foundational party moves and grooves and stuff like that. Like they came about because people realized like, oh, I can't just break and dance with people.
I can't stay on the floor.
Yeah. I can't just like, hey, want to dance and then like you just go on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine like being like, hey lady, let's go out and dance. And then you're on the floor and she's like, okay, want to get up?
Right.
Okay, see ya.
Yeah. So then I get into hip hop. I was doing that for obviously a long, long time. And then I was kind of going through this phase where like I wasn't really into dance anymore.
Mm.
And so I was like, okay, I'll move studios. And then that was the year I went overseas. So I took a break. I went back just like a holiday with my family.
Yeah.
So I took a break from it and then it came to the end of the year and I was like, okay, I wasn't dancing at this time. I put on like a bit more weight as like a 12-year-old, but like I was really unfit and it wasn't really my thing anymore.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I was really into, hey Monty, I was really into like the isolations and the waves and stuff like that at this point. So I moved to studios and then I was like, okay, I'm going to give this one more crack. And that's when I found PB.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so it was literally like Mum spoke to me. She's like, okay, you got to be careful, dude. And it was literally like, okay, if this audition doesn't work out, then that's it. I'm not gonna dance anymore.
Wow.
And so when I look back in how I started, it's literally a 50-50 chance of me dancing.
Yeah.
Because all it took was Chip saying, yes, you're in the crew, or no, you're in the crew.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's all it was.
Yeah.
I could have just stopped then. And that would have been, I don't even know what I'd be doing.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So
Chip decided your fate.
Literally all it took was a yes or no. And still to this day, like I look at, like we talk about it with Chip and I and I'm like,
I don't even know why Chip took me in. Like, because I don't know what I was doing.
Because he saw potential.
But I was just on a different level to everyone else. Like, Taylor, Marie, Rob, they were just up here. And I was just, like, real low. And so that was also a first for me, where it was, like, I was a lot younger than everyone. I think it was also, like, the first time I was in a crew that was really, really, really challenging.
Yeah, right.
It was really challenging. So, like, usually, like, in the crews, like, I was at the front and I was always killing it. Yeah, and I was, like, guys, like, you know, really leading it. And then when I got to PB, I was, like, wow, I'm the worst one here.
I am not as good as I thought I am. Like,
I better pick myself up, yeah. Mm. So, I guess that's how it started. And that's what's huge, you know. Anything can happen, but it's literally just a yes or no situation that has put me in where I am now.
Yeah. It's good. But I guess a lot of that also has to do with, like, straight up your attitude and, like, how you approach everything else around dance. Because I think, with Chip, he always, like, auditions people. Oh, a bit of a secret here.
A bit of insight here.
Insight. Less based on their skill and more based on their attitude.
And, I get what you mean by that. Like, they may be a fantastic dancer, but they may, like, go, oh, I'm the best, blah, blah, blah. Right, I don't need to learn anything. Versus someone who's,
really willing to learn,
but on a lower level.
Yeah.
They'll put the effort in. He'll see that and he'll go, all right, this person wants to learn. I'll take them.
Because, I think the thing is, like, skill is always so much easier to train than attitude.
Than attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. You can't really teach that. And I think this isn't throwing shade to any other dance studios or anything, but a lot of other dance studios, they look out, you know, we're trying to find the best dancers. Yeah. We're trying to find, if there's a crew, there's a comp coming up, we need our strongest dancers. Mm. Something that I find with PB is we're training those dancers up.
Yeah.
And so you look at someone, look at Josh, right? Yeah. When we first saw Josh, we're like, Josh isn't going to beat. Josh is not. When we first saw Josh dance, we're like, he's not going to be here for long. Like, and he's not going to. It's not. This is not him. And then now, when you look at Josh, like, this is Josh.
Yeah, you can't see him any other way.
You can't see him any other way. So it's crazy to see. Like, PB brings out, like, a different side of people.
100%. 100%.
And all it took was just Josh's attitude.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think that's also the thing about PB. It's like, because of the environment that is cultivated there, it's like you have to kind of be positive and open-minded in this certain way. Mm. Otherwise, you're just like, I don't feel comfortable here. If you
don't have the same mindset as other people in that area, you're not going to stick around for very long, you know? Because you'll feel that, like, odd and, like, you're not in the right area. And, like, I feel like a lot of that attitude in PB is positive and, like, bringing everyone into that energy.
I mean, you can feel that as soon as you walk up those 100%. Stairs, man. Like, 100%. You walk up those stairs and you could have the worst day in your life. You walk up those stairs and you'll smile. It's just like, oh, everything, you know, you got the graffiti on the wall. You just feel the hip hop energy and it's just, everyone's just smiling. You shake everyone's hand. You're like, how are you guys going? Well, we're shaking hands now.
Yeah.
But with COVID, we couldn't shake hands. The energy is just different. And that's what, as well, like, if you can walk into the studio and you don't have that energy, you're going to struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to struggle. If you don't have that attitude of, okay, this studio is amazing. I've got to, if I want to be part of this, I need to pick myself up.
Yeah.
And it's just, you're going to struggle there.
Which I think is fine. Like, fine having, not having the same attitude or the same values as us. Because there's spaces in the dance world where it's,
I agree.
You can do different things.
100%, because the same thing, we wouldn't be able to do it in other spaces, other environments
where
you know, it's a bit different.
Mm.
Just two different worlds.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Cool. So, like, you were the first member of
P1,
like, our generation of P1. So what was it? I don't want to know more how you joined P1 because we already know that. You joined pretty much straight in.
Yeah.
What was it like watching us integrate, like, into P1 and kind of being the one that was like, oh, I've been here the longest.
Yeah.
And, like, watching us join. What was that like for you?
All right, so just saying what you said before, just joining P1 straight into it. So I was actually in P1 at the start, right?
Yep.
And then Chip did this thing where he split up the crews, and so he went P1 and P2. At the time, P2 was a development crew.
Yep.
So obviously Project 2 now is an amazing crew, and I've got the honors of teaching them, and they're an amazing crew. So
Yeah, shout at the time, P2. I was in... Shout out P2, yeah. So at the time, I was in Project 2.
Yeah.
And it was me and two other members or something, and he split it up, and P1 was off doing comps, you know, training a lot harder than we were, yeah. And then P2 was just like... We'd go in, it'd be really awkward. I think the other two members were like 18 and I was 12.
Oh.
And it was just like, oh, it was really awkward. So when I look back at it, I'm kind of like, it's crazy how I stuck through that because yep. It's like that energy was real awkward.
It was different.
It was really real. We went from a crew that had like 9 members or something at the time to then going to like 3 people.
Yeah.
It was a totally different environment. Yeah, so that was, I trained up a lot after that. And yeah. I was like, dude, like if I'm going to get back into P1.
Yeah.
I'm getting back into that.
That's good.
And then I trained. And then I go through these phases in my dance career where I just go up really, really fast.
Yeah.
And then I slow down.
Right.
So I got up really, really fast. And then Chip's like, yo, you're back in P1. And I was like, oh my gosh, the best day of my life.
Yes.
I went rocked up the training and we started training. And I was like, oh, I missed this. I was like, damn, this is really hard again.
Yeah.
So it was just, yeah. But at that time, I was like, I'm not going to go back down to P2.
Yeah.
So
you got to keep it up.
I've got to keep it up. Like, this is where I wanted to be. I'm here, so I can't take this stuff for granted.
Yeah.
And then obviously when other members in P1, you know, start to get older and stuff, life happens and people move on. And Chip holds the auditions for you guys. I wasn't there for the auditions. I was at the coast.
Yeah.
I remember it. Really clearly, and I remember I was kind of like, oh, okay, we're gonna have a new crew. Yeah, sure. I didn't really think anything of it.
Right.
I actually didn't think anything of it. I was just like, okay, yeah, we're gonna have a new crew. The crew. I've been bouncing from crew to crew. So it's gonna be nothing.
Right. For me. Yeah.
And I remember messaging you, Ryan. I'm sure if we scroll up for about 8 years, we'll be able to find. I think we were able to find the chat, and I was just like, hey, man, who's in the crew? And you're like, oh, I think this girl and this guy. I don't know who else, but, you know, randoms. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I did a bit of stalking and stuff like that. I was like, obviously, like, I knew Josh.
Right.
But, yeah, just other people. And I was like, okay, this is going to be weird, weirdly balanced crew. Everyone's a bit different. You know, Rob was, like, really academic, and I was, like, I was wearing board shorts at the time. So it was a bit different. so, yeah, it was just – I knew that it was going to be really, really different. And so we got into class and stuff, and I think it's just – it's funny to look back on now because everyone's so close. And even in skill – everyone's pretty close. But back in the, like, you know, back then you had, like, I'm gonna say this again, Josh, but you had Josh who was really, really below, and we had a few people that were really up, were really into it. And so for me, something that I was looking at was, why are people in this crew? You know what I mean? And I'm sure, Josh, you can agree, you were in the crew mainly for fun of it.
Friends. I was literally in the crew to
make
friends.
You were in there for friends.
Yeah.
And this is something I spoke about to you guys the other day in the crew.
Yeah,
was saying how I wasn't in the crew to make friends.
Yeah.
Jason was there
I was there to win comps.
Yeah.
I'm there to get good.
Yeah.
Do my thing. Win comps. Get good. Do my thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Twice.
Twice. I'm just going to win nonstop. but that's what I wanted. I just wanted just to win comps. Yeah. You know, that's the difference between it. That's what I thought the difference between a crew and a class was.
Right.
You do a class, you learn. You do a crew, you compete.
Yeah.
And so there was none of this, oh, I'm going to build a family here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was none of that. And that actually, I reckon, didn't happen even until another 2-3 years.
Right.
Like, how long have we been training? I'm going to say it was actually recent.
Oh, serious?
I'm going to say it was until we moved into the new studio.
Yeah.
Which is, what, 2-3 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, 2-3 years ago now. Oh, actually.
Is it less?
Yeah, no, I actually asked Chip. I think this is our fourth year in the studio.
This is our fourth year in the studio.
So that's just how recent. So it would have been, like, what, like 15, 16?
Yeah.
And I was sharing with you guys since I was, like, 13, maybe?
Yeah.
So it was, like, an awkward phase where I was just going to the studio, just there just to train. Yeah, sure, we made friends here and there, but it wasn't... It's it like wasn't
less,
like, yeah.
Less crew centered and more yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm doing this so I can win comps so I can get better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the mentality that I had at the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just, I'm there for me. And I think that's something that's, I can say, I think it's changed. I'm not there just for me. I'm here for my crew as well.
I think, definitely. I've seen that change.
But yeah. So just, that's something that, I definitely, looking at you guys coming into the crew, I think something as well was seeing you guys grow real fast. And so I remember this one day we're at the studio and Chip was like, oh yeah, Josh and Jason are the best freestylers in P1.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, Josh and Jason. Like, what do you mean Josh is on the same level as me? Like, yeah. I was just like, what do you mean by that? Like,
you trying to say I'm bad?
Because like, legit, because Josh went from like, literally like...
Just joining.
Yeah. And then after a year, he was announced one of the best freestylers in P1.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. No.
I've been working for
so long. Yeah,
literally.
Yeah.
And then there was a phase where like, Amanda was doing really well with Mal.
Yep,
I remember that.
And there was this video I saw online with Mal and Amanda doing a routine on Facebook. And I watched it and I was like, what am I doing? Like,
yeah, right?
I'm nowhere next to these guys. These guys are on a different level. Like, these guys are sick. You guys saw that video?
She like hit like a spot and went... and you're
literally,
like, oh.
Literally, I was like, how does she pick up that routine? Like, that is insane. So it's just different things like that. Like, just seeing everyone grow real fast. It was just... I think that's what made me really stick to it. It was like, shoot, these guys are really in for it for the right reason now. Right. Like, you know, and so even if you are in it at the start for fun, if you really stick to it, and I think, you know, props to Chip because he was able to provide us with that. But if you're able to stick with it, you realize it's not, yes, it's for fun.
Yeah.
But you start to build this family.
Yeah, there's so much more.
And the reason why we have this family is because we all... leading up to these first couple of years, we all had the same goal.
Yeah.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all experienced together. We all traveled together. We've all had our downs. We've all had our ups.
Yeah.
Together. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. So, yeah.
The whole point of P1.
Literally.
Coming together as one.
Coming together as one. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
That's how I see it.
That's so cool.
Sick transition there.
That's how I see it.
It's so interesting how... like how similar a lot of our thought processes are.
Yeah.
How it's like, how we all have kind of gone through the Dunning-Kruger effect where we're like, oh, we're so good at the start. And then we're like, we are not good. And then also the fact of just like starting off, you start off and then as you progress through the years, you're like, oh, damn, this is something that, you know, I can actually, I guess, put my whole heart in, you know, and like, yeah, really develop this family and this crew.
Yeah.
And like it's so much more than just a dance class.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. Yeah. And it's just I think also the transition from going from a crew, from a class to a crew, and you're just like, whoa, this is different.
Yeah.
Like this is, we're doing fitness.
Oh no.
I'm really tired from this.
Yeah.
It's a different mentality, you know, like you said, classes, you go there to learn. Crews, you still go there to learn as well, but it's more about growing
further
than just learning in a class, you know. And props to Chip for sticking with us and not going, damn, these guys suck.
Yeah, I'm sure we were like, also all nine of us are like such a weird group to put together.
Yep.
And like, honestly, it's like, how did we work? Mm-hmm. If you think about it, like how did all of us nine who have such weird different personalities actually come together?
It's a very like one in a million sort of chance.
That's how I feel. And then also like how Jason said, the 50-50 chance, maybe he would have stopped dance completely, maybe he'd be a millionaire by now. You never know, right? But like,
damn, Jason, have you made the right decision?
Be a millionaire. I could have bought dance.
Oh, no.
But like, you know, and then maybe if Amanda hadn't said, oh wait, no, she hasn't told her story yet, never mind, secret.
wait for future episode.
Or like, you know, all these little things. If I hadn't kicked Andy in the leg and then he was like, oh yeah, let's actually be friends instead of being like, screw you.
Screw you and punch me back.
Then like all nine of us wouldn't be together. Mm. And then how different could things be, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Like when we say like, oh, none of us are different, just for the people that are listening, to put it in perspective, if we were all at the same school, most of us probably would not be in the same friendship group.
Yep.
That's probably the best way to put it.
Yes. You know,
if we were all in school, probably wouldn't be in the same friendship group. It might be friendly and stuff like that, but probably not like, hey, let's go out.
Yeah.
Let's go for dinner.
Yeah.
Like what we do now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's probably the best way to put it. Like we don't have that, I guess, that outside of dance. Well, we didn't have that outside of dance.
Back then. It's also like you know, like considering how often we saw each other as well back then, it's almost like you don't really, if you had a sibling in school with you, you would never hang out with your sibling.
Right.
Yeah. You wouldn't hang out with your cousin at school.
Yeah.
Because, I did. You know, well, there you go, Ryan.
Well, I'm lame though, so.
Like, Ryan's lame.
You didn't have any other friends.
So yeah, I feel like seeing each other that often was kind of like, we didn't need to hang out at school or anything. Mm.
Well, it's like you and I went to school together.
Yeah. Me and Jason went to school in college.
You know, other people went. Yeah. You and Andy did.
Yeah,
were
me
really
and Andy.
Close friends. That's because you guys were friends before dance, right?
Yeah, yes.
And so we went to school together when we were younger.
Yeah.
We took it. Obviously, had the break, came to dance, and then we went to school together again in college.
Mm.
But even then, we when I saw him, of course, I'm gonna say like he's my mate. Yeah. But I'm not like, hey, Josh, because we just had two different groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just had two different groups. Yeah. And I think that's what's cool is that. Our life comes together through dance.
Mm, mm.
A common interest.
Yeah. And I think
common,
yeah, also like we've built the friendship to the point of like how do I put this? Like, because we wouldn't be friends like in school, right? In like a friendship group per se. Like, we have built something else. Like, we're close in a different way. You know,
yeah.
Through the connections we've forged through dance and like
through passion and
through spending time
together. Because it's not forced
together.
Through a school. It's not forced through anything. Like, it's you not have like to be, you got not no one else. You know what I mean? It's not like at school because you got no one else. You got to try and make friends. Where with us, you know, we're in a crew together.
Yeah,
like, we just naturally became
and
friends.
Also, and it's like any of us could have left the crew at any point.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
Very, very, very
and
true.
Like any of us could still leave it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
There's but even like, even if we do, if someone was to leave the crew now, I feel like the friendship group is so close.
Yeah, it's like
it wouldn't disband. Tighter than that. It wouldn't disband.
Yeah.
There's,
I mean, like
at the end of the day, it extends further than it extends further than just dance. Like,
yeah.
Even if one of us was like, hey, listen, I want to take a break from the crew. I want to explore something else.
That's fine.
That's totally fine. Go ahead, still do it. Like, we're still going to...
Still part of Project
you're
One.
You're still part of Project One.
But we will miss you.
But we'll miss you.
Yeah.
you'll
okay,
still...
Okay, I'm announcing my sitting down.
What?
I was going to say I'm
sit
announcing
down.
My leaving.
Sit down.
Leaving
sit down. Sit down.
Now is not the time, now, Ryan.
You are
now
not
is
leaving.
Not the time, bro.
You're not allowed to.
All right.
But yeah, like, I feel like that conjoined like passion is still there even if you know someone leaves, it's still there.
I think like we've built something at this point that's bigger than you know the thing that brought us together in the first place.
Dance.
Sure, that's very true.
Wow, interesting.
Thank you for that insight, Jason.
I'm kind of curious though, like, so you in terms of styles straight up, you started with hip hop and then did some popping and then, you know, also breaking and then like you, I feel like you've tasted like all these different
like literally everything. So
now he's doing locking.
All right. Let's just, actually, you know what? I think at the start, I actually lied. So I did a term of like jazz. All right. I think it was either jazz or ballet. And what it was at the time, this is actually the studio that Chip originally taught at.
Yeah.
Yep. I did like a term of it. So I don't really count it as
is that
like
dynamic.
Dynamic.
Yeah.
So this was like, you know, one of the biggest studios in Canberra, where other people made their own studios from. So, at the time, I don't really count this as like, you know, like that, my first, because it's just like, you're like a little kid doing jazz. You're like, yeah, I got a little certificate for it. Like,
participation.
That's dope.
I think it was jazz. I feel like it was ballet. Mum tells me it was jazz, but you know, at the time, you're just like, this ain't it, Mum. This ain't it.
I don't like it.
Yeah, legit. So then I then went to breaking. Then I did hip hop. And then I was like, with my hip hop, I was thinking what I thought was hip hop at the time was like this isolation wave stuff.
Yeah.
So then I met Jackson and I was doing popping. And then I went through the popping and breaking phase where I was doing, you know, popping crew at one end and I was doing breaking crew at the other end.
Breakers Delight.
So I was doing the breaking crew. But Jackson was mentoring me to be a popping instructor
because
this was PB Academy at the time.
Yeah.
And for me to think now to be a popping instructor, it's so funny to laugh at. Like, it's just I laugh at it. Like, but at the time, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a popping instructor.
Yeah.
And I was training with Jackson. And big shout out to Jackson, man. Like, that was the year that I actually won the scholarship. And Jackson legit, like, mentored me like crazy. Like, that was... Like I said, you know how I have like these spikes of just, I grow really fast.
Right.
That was that spike.
That was one of the spikes.
That was one of
the. I remember that.
Yeah, like legit. And it was like, that was when I really was finding my style and it wasn't popping.
Yeah.
It was a mix because Jackson kept telling me, you don't dance like a popper. You're using popping,
but
you don't dance like a popper.
Yeah.
And I was like, because I don't want to wear those baggy pants, man. I ain't wearing that. And I was like, yeah. So, you know, I was doing breaking, I was doing popping, and I was just like, man, like, this is cool. I'm getting the best of both worlds. You know, I'm grabbing a bit from here, I'm grabbing a bit from here, I'm grabbing a bit from here. And then I was just like, I don't know, I actually can't remember what it was, but it was just, I started watching, that's what it was. I started watching online battles.
Yeah.
Right.
And I started watching these dancers from overseas, you know, the European side of hip hop.
Summer
European.
Dance Forever.
Yeah, Summer Dance Forever, Just Debut, those type of battles. And so I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And it was just, it wasn't the hip hop that you see from like the, more the Asian countries, was really foundational and like, you know, it's
party
the real
moves,
big
all that stuff.
Party move, yeah. Big grooves. It was like, this was more isolated and like they're using concepts and they're really, really creative. And I was like,
it's a very creative style.
Yeah. And I was like, that is what I like.
Right.
And so it wasn't like, okay, the real big bounces or the real hard hitting pops or the crazy tricks. It was just creativity.
Yeah.
And so I went through the phase where I was like, okay, I'm grabbing things from here. I'm grabbing things from here and I'm making my own thing.
Yeah.
And then I started realizing that this, what I'm making is kind of more towards the hip hop side.
Mm.
And so I grabbed what I could, took it to hip hop, and then I started training the hip hop, you know, training the grooves and stuff like that. Did hip hop intermediate.
Yeah.
Got to learn from Mal and Izzy again. Yeah. Because I learned from them at the start of my dance career. Then took a break, obviously learning popping and breaking. Then took hip hop again.
Right.
Learned from them again.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, helped me so much. Started learning my grooves, used my grooves so I could have the hip hop foundation, but then use my creativity. And then that's kind of where I am now. So,
yeah. And I think that's the thing. Like, what you do now, like, isn't really considered. Or I guess it's
a style.
A style, yeah, per se. Like, I guess you could call it hip hop. But I think that's a big thing. Like, people are so quick to be like, to try and categorize a dance.
Yeah.
A style, whatever it is. But what I've been thinking recently.
Like, the reason for that is they want to try and understand it better.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, with Jason's style of dance, it is so individual and so Jason,
yeah,
that it's like when people watch it, they try to understand it, and some people don't understand it, and some people don't like it, and that's their opinion,
right?
But at the end of the day, Jason's doing what he wants to do, which is so much better than being categorized by anyone.
Yeah, you know? And that's what I've been thinking recently. It's like dance is just dance at the end of the day,
right?
Yeah. Like where we always try and put things in a box, right? Like, You are a popper. Yeah. You must look like this.
You are a locker. You need to do this.
Yeah. Which is important to have your foundations to understand everything that came before you and understand the style to be able to represent it and do it correctly. But at the same time, it's like this dance is just movement to music.
Right. Exactly. Right? And so when you say that though, you're saying people are saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are saying you can't, like, I guess looking at that is that no one's really saying that.
Right.
You're thinking that. Yeah, maybe, sorry. Maybe a few people are saying it in terms of like, oh yeah, like when people told me, oh, you don't look like a popper though. You just got to be like, you know what? But that's the side
me.
I'm doing.
That's me.
That's
the
side.
Yeah.
And so
I'm sorry, I don't fit to your.
And so when it comes to like, when it comes to, obviously I'd never be able to take Jackson out in popping, but when he comes out and battles me in a popping battle and his style is very different to mine, that benefits me because I'm not trying to do what he does because he can do that greater than me. You know what I mean?
You don't want to copy.
I don't want to copy him and I'm doing something different.
Yeah.
So that way when a judge watches it, it's kind of like, oh yeah, he's doing what he's doing but nowhere near as good.
Right.
Where they can't really compare it. They just go like, okay, which one do I like more?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it strips that away from like, oh, he's better at popping because he's just a stronger popper.
I guess that's the thing, like the difference between a categorized battle, like a popping battle or a open style battle.
All style, whatever.
But I think that's something that in the dance world we're never going to be able to figure out. Is like, how do we actually judge an all style battle?
Yeah. Because it's at that point, it's just preference, right? And I think that's why they try and always get like so many judges. So
or
it's
high up judges.
Yeah,
as well.
High level. So, and like an amount where it can be kind of unbiased and differences in the judges, right? You might have a breaker, you might have a popper, you might have like all these different people that have different points of view so that they can judge fairly without bias per se.
And so it's kind of like if you got 12 judges that are all different and they're all voting for one person, like
that person
took it, you know what I mean?
But that's also the thing. It's like hard to, again, like even having that, it's so hard to judge this stuff because Like, there's no criteria for dance, right? Like, unless
it's
we make the criteria.
Just what you like to see.
It's literally...
Well, we're talking about battles here, yeah. by the way. But it's not like a routine where it's kind of... They got a sheet in front of them,
like,
and they're ticking off
criteria.
As they go.
Yeah.
You know, they're not ticking off as they go. And we could do that, but I feel like that strips away the whole hip-hop culture.
That strips the whole thing away from it being a freestyle.
I feel like it's... That's why there's that whole thing between art and dance. Oh, wait, art and sport.
Right.
Like dance.
Yeah.
Is it an art or is it a sport? And like so many, the big kind of, I guess, confusion is like if it's a sport,
yeah.
it has to have rules, right? So then you can have one team that wins or one team
right.
that loses.
Right. Yeah.
Right. But how can you put rules on something so free like mm-hmm. dance?
It's meant to be really expressive.
How can you be like, this person dances to this snare this certain way, so they get more points than this person who dances to this snare this
right.
certain way.
Yeah.
But then that also strips away, like what Josh said, it strips away the freestyle.
Yeah.
Because now I'm thinking, all right, so
I need to tick,
I gotta tick
boxes.
These boxes.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do in a competition.
Yeah.
Place. Yeah.
We look at the criteria, we go, okay, we've hit 10 different sides of the stage. We got a cannon there.
Yeah,
we have this.
Three different styles. We have this.
You know what I mean?
So
that's what it ends up being. We strip away that freestyle.
Yeah.
So I guess that's just something we've got to. Got to try to figure out, and it's just
opinionated. Hip hop is still
so
young.
It's still so young.
So it's got way further to go.
Yeah. Like for me, in my opinion, I feel like dance is not necessarily a sport, but it should be treated like a sport, so we can have 100%. The opportunities that sport has.
I mean, we train like athletes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Like, not necessarily be like, you know, put rules on it and be able to, you know.
So what are you thinking about breaking being in the Olympics?
I think
I reckon that's going to be a score sheet.
That's very controversial, like breaking in the Olympics. Yeah. That's pretty hard because, but I think the thing is, it's like you have judges who are like OGs, right? And if they're representing the culture correctly and they have a bit of input within the Olympic committee or whatever, which I don't know if they do or not.
That's the thing.
Yeah. But I think it's as long as like, if you do it correctly, because you can imagine it's just like any other battle, but just in the Olympics, like how good would that be? But if people start to put these rules and regulations and like, you have to tick out these boxes, do power, do freezes, do this, then it's like, then that's when it strips
it away.
Yeah. But if you just keep it as raw and as true to the culture as possible, but you give it this stage and this platform to reach a wider audience and, you know, draw in more people and have, you know, deals for these athletes, these b-boys,
make it more
b-girls.
Make it possible for b-boys and b-girls to live off of what they do.
Like, it's
like a
it does so
athlete.
Much for the culture. Yeah, I feel like that's we got to think bigger than just right now.
Yeah,
right.
Talk about future. We're talking about future.
That's in my opinion as well.
Like everyone's
Ryan for president. Ryan for president.
Ryan
for president.
Ryan, no.
We didn't even have a president in Australia.
Prime
USA.
Minister.
USA.
Have you guys ever thought about how weird prime minister? Like, he's the prime minister.
Yeah, he's the minister that's prime.
Yeah, right.
Like, how weird
Optimus
that sounds.
Prime
minister. Like, it sounds like a fantasy character or something.
Prime Minister.
Right?
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah,
legit.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, bloody feels like a fantasy character. Hey. Well, politics.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I think we'll move into our lightning round questions now.
Explosion.
Lightning.
Right. Project. No one's going to edit this in, but
actually, no. Rob has done.
Rob, he adds the audio.
I heard the audio. I just hear the audio.
Yeah. But I
watch.
Add
I watch it.
Yeah,
you watch it.
Yeah.
Wait.
So you?
I actually watched
you watch the whole thing, right?
Not the whole. You know what? Ask the other P1 members if they watch it. I dare you to ask them.
I know Andy does.
I know Amanda watches it.
I know Amanda watches. Yeah.
That's about it.
That's all I know.
Rob,
I watched half of it.
You watched half of it.
Rob's in it.
Rob's
in
it. Watch it.
Yeah. I don't know. I know Jade doesn't watch it. Jade doesn't watch a single one.
Yeah. Because she
Rude.
She has said, I haven't watched it.
I don't know if Zoe's ever watched it.
Yeah. I don't know, Wendy.
I reckon we should make him hold a plank and watch it.
Okay, what if...
Straight up, the whole time.
The whole time.
Whole time.
Let's just go for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
All right. Two hours?
2 hours, yeah.
Super long episode, guys.
Yeah.
Cool.
I reckon we should, like, one day, just go for, like, 2 hours. And then maybe go like 10 minutes. Just try it out.
Maybe if we got like everyone.
Yeah.
Bro. Should do a big 2 hour one.
That would
big long session.
That would be so hard to follow.
It'd be so hard.
Let's do it.
It'd be so hard. Hey, can I have the mic?
Give me the mic. We only have 4 mics.
Just wait a second. Wait. Yeah, so like I was
not finished yet. Cool. So, lightning round questions. The rules of this game, you have to answer the questions quickly but goodly.
Quickly but goodly.
Quickly but goodly. You know how it goes. So, ready. First one, fave style and why?
Hip-hop, because that's what I've been training.
Yep.
Favorite color?
Color green?
Oh,
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Something you want to achieve this year?
Shoot. I want to travel this year.
Damn,
yeah, I do
want to
travel.
Pretty hard, to do,
that's
this
hard
year, but
to do this year.
I know that's something I want to achieve. But whatever it is, if I have to go to Sydney, you know, any type of travel that's going,
just go. Somewhere.
A travel that benefits my career.
Yep.
A travel that benefits my career.
Cool.
That's dope. Top 3 talents.
Dance. Talking.
Yeah, I agree. Talking.
I said that last week.
Just talking.
People skills.
Yeah, people skills.
People skills.
Being confident.
Being handsome.
Being
confident. Sorry, what?
Confident? Being confident?
No, like, I feel like that question's always weird because it's like, all right, now brag about yourself.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I'm just like, yeah, how about you guys tell me what my 3 talents are?
No, but I would definitely agree with those 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dance. You know, talking to people.
Dance, yes. Okay,
yeah,
I'm excited.
And confidence.
Okay.
I feel like you have a confidence, a charisma that you can just be like, charisma's, you can walk into a room and be like, yo, I'm Jason. And everyone's like, oh,
yo, you guys
Jason.
Are nice. You guys
it's
are
Jason.
Stop.
No, I'm serious, bro. I'm serious. Like, I feel like
thanks,
you have
guys. It's a skill to be able to walk into a room and just be comfortable.
It's a talent.
Talent.
Make sure you get that.
Talent.
It's a different talent.
Yeah. Which one skill do you want to master? Tell us the skills now, huh? We know the talents. Tell us the skills.
I want to master teaching. I want to be able to influence other people. But I feel like the way for me to do that is I have to learn myself first.
Yeah.
So it's going to be something in the long run that I feel like I will get eventually.
So
I just want to be influential. You know, like when sometimes people say something and you're like, oh, that's the one. I want to have that effect on people.
Right.
Yeah.
You know how like you guys just said, like, you know, Jason walks in, Jason, I actually want to actually literally have that.
That's good.
In terms of when I speak, I want people to be like, wow, I see this differently.
Yeah. Yeah. I get what you mean about like having to know and like learn and know stuff before you can actually give.
Yep.
Right. Because if you listen to this one person who doesn't keep growing and doesn't keep learning new things and you're just like, all right, I can only learn this much from them.
Yeah.
And then just move on. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, it's kind of like me teaching now. It's like teaching P2. The only reason I'm teaching P2 isn't because I'm a better dancer.
Mm.
It's not because I'm older. It's just because I have more experience. Like
in terms of
I've done the things that they want to do.
Yeah.
And so after they do that, I've got to go do my own thing.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And Chip, that's something that Chip's always going to have something on top of us, is that he's got his own business. Like that's a neck level. Mm. Like that's something everyone wants to do no matter what it is.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Cool.
I just realized you might have been like really quiet this
whole podcast. I was looking at that. I've been louder than everyone, but
that's all right.
I'm sorry, Rob.
Sorry, Rob.
Sorry. Should be fine.
Sorry, Rob. Screamed that one.
And it's going to scream.
All right.
English.
What's your
junior
superpower? If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Fly.
Fire.
Yeah.
Why?
Fly.
Fly. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was
fire.
Like, fire?
Fire.
I just want to be able to fly. Like, I've had dreams of me being able to fly.
Yeah.
Just being so free. Like, I heard people talk about teleportation and being like, oh, being invincible, you can do whatever. I just want to fly, man.
Like, just
anything.
Just have fun.
If I, like, legit, you could. I feel like you could do anything. You don't need to teleport because you'd be living your life.
Right.
Like, you'd be flying and just seeing life and you can travel. But it's also like, you know, if you want to be like a superhero.
Yeah.
If I could fly and someone shoots at me, man, I'm flying away from that. I fly there. Like, I don't have to be super strong. I'll just fly into him. Like,
right.
The ultimate fight or flight responsibility.
It's just actually flying.
He actually flies away. who would you dislike most?
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. With the flight, is like, do you get as tired as you would if you walked that ran that distance?
No.
You wouldn't get tired.
No.
It would just be natural.
That's the power. Okay.
Cool. Who did you dislike most in P1? When you first started, Well, when I suppose when everyone joined.
I watched this episode last week. my it's probably the same thing, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Ryan the most. But Josh was also like kind of there in terms of about halfway like through the... When we were in the crew, I was like, dude, is Josh actually going to train or not? Like... sorry, Josh. Did you know that? Cool. That's why I know it's that. Funny to look back on. That's why it's funny to look back on.
Because it did take me a little while to realize, okay, I need to, step up. Mm. And I have.
Ask me who I hate now.
Who do you hate now?
Don't
hate
down.
That's for another 4 years.
I reckon I was pretty annoying when I joined, though. I was very...
I have my reason, but...
I was very confident and full of myself. But yeah, your reason is just I laughed at you.
You laughed at... I was just looking at you dude... Don't laugh.
just don't laugh. But I wasn't even laughing at you.
Yeah, I know. I know. You just looked at me and laughed my way. And I was like,
who is this dude?
Do you think you are?
Top three dance inspirations.
Paradox.
Yep. Yes. Expected.
The Canberra community.
Mm.
The Canberra dance community.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we've had a huge, huge growth.
Yep. Yeah.
There was that one year, I think maybe 3 years ago, where it was the first time ever that Canberra had more dance crews than New South Wales or something like that, or Queensland, whatever it was. So that was pretty, just that growth there. And of course, most importantly, PB in that section. Mm. Who would be my last one? I guess the new up and coming dancers.
Mm.
Yep. Yeah, the new ones, the people. It's weird. It's hard to explain, but you know how We started dancing. We go to Sydney.
Yeah,
people were really good, and then we came back. We got good, and then we went back there, and they were really, really good. And then we came back, and then we went back, and they were really, really, really good.
Yeah.
It's like okay, they're getting really, really, really good. So people that just start off, they're really, really good for those. You know what I mean? Like they're looking at them like they're really neck level.
Mm.
Where we kind of looked at them. Thinking they were amazing when they might have just only started a few years or whatever it was.
But
I guess people that just started when people have 10, 15, 20 years experience.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really hard, but I guess
it's scary.
It's scary. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm. But in terms of that, if you are just starting off, treat it as you're inspired by those people, not
Yeah. And I think also because these people are at such a high level, if you're able to learn and absorb knowledge from them, you will grow 10 times faster.
Yeah, legit.
Right?
If you can learn from those people, of course. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
Cool. Favorite food?
Sorry, I just want to go back. Sorry, I'm really
fire
bad at
around.
Lightning
quickly
fire
quickly.
Round. So what you said before about the Canberra community, I was just thinking straight up how we've almost grown up with a lot of the crews that have been coming up with
legit.
Us.
Yeah.
You know? And seeing those people's growth and the individuals within those crews and everything, that's really dope to see.
And I think what's going to be, when I think about it, it's really scary is that when I was growing up, there were crews and adults that I looked up to that now aren't competing anymore.
Right, yeah.
And so it's kind of guys, is that going to happen to us? are we just going to disband and this is never going to happen again? And it's just, we did all this stuff. And
Well, I think one of our, priorities will always be to grow and cultivate the ACT in Canberra dance scene and community.
100%.
So
gotta give back.
Yeah. Even if we do stop doing comps, maybe we can still help out some sort of way. Maybe make our own comp.
Oh, what?
No, he's looking at me. He's looking at me like.
I was
no.
just like, that's. That means we have to write up criteria.
Oh,
I'm
true.
Not really writing up that stuff, guys.
We write. What if we just do it like judges? Yeah. What if we do a comp?
Everyone
but it's
gets. Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
And then you have to do your routine.
Imagine
times.
Everyone has the same song.
Oh. Yeah.
Everyone knows about the song.
Right, right.
You got to prepare 8 different routines in case you make
Damn.
It to the finals. You got Fire one, out. And then at the end, everyone stands in line and they go, "Okay, boom, boom,
boom,
boom,
boom,
boom."
That would actually be.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
We have conversations to make this.
We'll be back next week.
Favorite food.
I guess kebabs. Yeah,
Ooh.
Just dope. Yeah, just
favorite.
Guys, why is my dance name Hectic Kebab?
Did you make it?
But why? Why didn't no one stop me?
It was your decision, man.
You saw Josh's hair was bad.
Who was I to be hey, you should change your dance name? I don't think it's that bad either.
It's not bad in terms of...
But like everyone
it's knows
It's
not bad
you
because everyone knows me as Hectic. That's why it's bad. When I go to Sydney, it's not, hey, Jason, it's hi, Hectic Kebab.
Yo, it's
and
Hectic
I haven't
Kebab.
Used Hectic Kebab in Canberra
yeah.
for years.
Yeah.
But it's still there it in Sydney. There.
Oh, man. I like... Wait, don't you have like five different names?
I don't
there?
Even know. I don't
like
even know.
Popping Cherry.
It really depends on what...
What
I'm feeling and what yeah. style. And
all these
I'm trying to find my DJ name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your... Wait, do you want to say this one, Josh?
Ooh. Well, it's important. It doesn't really matter. Favorite sound?
Sound? Why is that important?
Jace, I know what you're going to say.
What? I was literally like Turbo. I was like, that was the first thing. That was the first thing I heard was the sound of Turbo.
Wow.
That was
wow.
literally the first thing. Like, yeah, that's yeah, probably it. Yeah.
A turbo whistle.
Turbo whistle.
I just yeah. wanted to hear him say it.
Yeah,
just
Andy sent me this.
Do it better.
Andy sent me the skateboarding video yesterday. Yeah. And that is actually so soothing. Like the sounds of just like.
Wait, next one. Next one.
Yeah.
Rain at night on collarbone fences.
Yo.
But it has to be at night.
Yes.
That's what's
it
up.
It has to be at night.
That's what's up.
And
it's
you
cozy.
Have to be sleeping.
It's cozy.
And you have to be warm.
It's so good.
Like I could usually like I listen to like music at night time.
Yeah.
People listen to like real hard hitting hip hop music before bed.
What?
And I'm like, I can't do that because I'll be dancing in my
yeah,
sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I can't sleep. It's like
understand.
I used to study with like real hard hitting. I was like, I can't do that. So I listened to like soft meditation music.
Yeah.
And the other night, I think it was raining, and I was like, nah, I'm turning off the music. I have to listen to this rain.
Yeah.
So I just sat there. I was like, oh,
yo,
it's,
so
it's the
nice.
Best.
It's
noise.
Cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like with meditation, it's like one thing about meditation is just like letting sounds kind of hit your ears and not trying to like process it or like do anything with it. So like the rain really helps because it's
comes,
so random
yeah.
and so like. White noise,
unpredictable,
almost.
Yeah,
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 unpredictable, and you just like kind of let it seep in, and you're like, oh, so
yeah,
yeah, so good. All right, so next question. This is our last question,
most okay. important one.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, think about this seriously. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love Josh?
I knew it wasn't gonna be serious.
What?
As well. I knew it wasn't gonna
mean?
Be.
What do you mean?
As in, like, I knew
question.
It wasn't gonna be. Like,
it's an important question.
I don't know, man.
On a scale of 1 to 10. Dude, I personally feel like you don't deserve a number, man. Like, you're more than
oh,
that.
Oh, damn. I thought it was
you're,
you don't deserve a 10. I was like...
No, I was like, bro, you don't deserve a number, man. Like, you ain't a number. You're more
that.
Than just a number.
Bro, you should be called Jay Smooth instead.
Jay Smooth.
Yeah,
DJ!
Jay
Smooth!
DJ Smooth. Wait, no. That doesn't...
DJ...
I mean, DJ... DJason? No. That no, that's no.
Dear Jason?
Dear Jason.
Yeah. Damn.
Cool. Wow. Well,
there we go. That's our lightning
That's
round.
That's our lightning awesome. Round. So our next segment, which is, it's still a new segment, is what music have you been listening to?
All right. See ya, right. Jason.
See you, Jason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go too.
You're going to go?
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
What music you yeah. listening to? Is that
I love him 2 out of 10.
There's the
He's
number.
A 2 out of 10.
There's the number.
I like
number.
That you actually you still gave him a 2 after that though. Like it wasn't a 1 out of 10.
Nah, dude,
it's more than one.
Bro. Respect.
Oh damn.
Yo.
Oh, too funny. What music
so,
have I been? I'm gonna
so
pull
yeah,
up
what,
my phone.
The this segment. What music have we each all been listening to this week?
All right. So I'll start off. I've been listening to some Bruno Major.
Okay, I thought you were about to say Bruno Mars.
Yeah, me too.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
He released a new album soon. No, a little bit ago, and it's very like it's so chill and very nice. There's this one song that kind of reminds me of Rainbow Connection. Yeah, wait, I'll play it.
Is it any copyrighted?
We've been okay so far because it's not like played directly in. Right? Do you guys hear
I'll
that?
Just add a beat in the back.
Yeah, right.
DJ Smooth.
So it's like super chill and like I put it on while like I'm cooking dinner and stuff and I'm just like.
Do you feel like that's
good stuff?
You're listening to that because you're in that mood or because you want to be in that mood?
Ooh.
I think.
these are the important questions.
Important questions. I think it's the latter. So.
I can't remember what the ladder
was. Yeah, me neither. I just said that to try and stall for time.
Oh no.
No, I think it's a bit of both actually.
Okay.
So I think sometimes when I'm like a bit stressed out, I'm like, oh, okay, I need to calm down. But also recently I've been like, I feel like I've been pushing and working really hard and like doing a lot. So then once I like end my day,
you need a breather.
Like, oh
yeah.
Time to chill.
So I feel really relaxed.
I like it.
Yeah. Nice.
Cool. So that's dope. Bruno Major.
Bruno Major.
Bruno
dope.
Major.
Dope.
What about you, Jace?
So I think you said this in a podcast before where like I have very different types of music.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's like either I got a few, like it's like either real old school, like it's like a lot, like old school R&B or old school gangster, or new school, the real swag, like the real hip, like hip hop stuff,
so like J. Cole sort of stuff.
Yeah, or no, even like the Tory Lanez type of stuff, like that real, or like I barely listen to that mumble rap stuff. But like if I'm in that mood for it, I'm just and then obviously like the last one is like the real soft. Like that type of music where I'm just like in my feels.
Feels music.
So like at the moment, like my liked songs is like everywhere. But I've been listening to like a lot more of the raw hip hop. Listening to like the old school Ice Cube and Akon, LL Cool J, stuff like that. I've been listening to a lot.
LL Cool J or
Method Man.
You know they have beef.
Yeah.
And that's
LL Cool J. I think had a lot of beef with people.
I think
with Nas. I don't know. Anyways,
Nas.
I'm sorry.
Nas is a goat.
Nas is good.
Damn.
Cool. I've still been listening to Party Next Door. Been really into his stuff.
Mark played a song by him the other day, and it was really really good. I'm trying to remember which one.
I particularly like his chill songs.
Yeah.
More than like his more hip hop rap sort of sort of trap sort of stuff.
I still just only know that one song. It's like,
come and see me.
Yeah,
that's
the
best. It's got the Drake in it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
So
you just get it. You put a feature Drake and everyone
listens to it. Exactly.
Feature Chris Brown, everyone knows about it.
But also, I found this one song just randomly. I think it came up in like one of the recommended songs from Spotify, like where you play a playlist and it'll just come up next.
Yeah.
By Brent Faiyaz. And I'm not going to say
Brent Faiyaz.
Yeah. I'm not going to say the name of it because it's provocative. Like, it has a swear word in the title. It was like a really chilled out song.
F the World.
Yes. What? There you go.
How?
It's F. Okay. The title is F the World.
Yep.
Like you said, it's just kind of one of those songs where you like just listen to it in the car. And it's just boom, boom, tsh, boom. Like it's just cruising, you know.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4.
But yeah, so that's what I've been listening to.
Yeah, nice.
I always liked your music tastes.
My music tastes.
I like as well.
Dude, people actually, that's like the best compliment because I do get it a lot. Like legit, people do like my music and it's the best compliment I can get.
What I don't like though is how sometimes you play it in when we're training. Like, out in the reception area, and then you're just like, all right, this song, let's play it again. All right, let's do it again.
like 10 times.
If you're feeling a certain song.
If I'm feeling a certain song, I keep playing it.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's some times where I'm just like, I play 15 seconds of a song and I change
and then you skip. And then you're like, all right, next
just
song.
Just want to hear that part.
I just
want
to hear that first.
And then I'm like about to get into like, all right, let's do a set. And then he's like, change.
Nope. That is the best. That is so good. I love it.
DJ Smooth.
That is so good. Oh, it's awesome.
It's hilarious.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Cool. Well, yeah, that was a really quick. What have you been listening to?
We're straight to it.
Yeah, man.
Speed.
Sick.
Yeah. Speed is. We're very fast.
Very fast.
Fast, man.
How long have we been going for? Nearly an
just
hour.
Just about an hour.
Yeah. Nice.
I was just thinking, actually, just thinking something we could talk about is I was training P2 the other day.
Yep.
And it was just. I had like this. Session planned.
Yep.
And then a few people couldn't come to the session and I wanted everyone to be there. So I was just like, okay, we'll do something else. And I was like, okay, we're gonna do like hardcore fitness and then we're gonna have a big stretch, blah blah blah. And then I'm like, let's do a cypher to start off with.
Yeah.
And I was just ciphering and I was like, guys, do you feel like just ciphering today?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah. Sick. And I was like, let's just cipher. Like let's just
cipher for
relax
a full hour.
And just cipher for a full hour.
Don't focus too much.
The difference is out there everyone's watching.
In here, it's like your crew.
The crew, and it's just us, and the vibe's there. And so we're just ciphering, and I was just like, I was admiring it how good the crew is and how much they've grown, right?
Mm.
And I'm just, I was looking at like Morgan and Mark, right?
Mm.
And
Mark is Jason's brother.
Mark is my brother, and just, he dances, Mark's
Morgan
been dancing.
Is my brother.
Morgan's your brother?
Yeah. Bros at heart.
And it's like Morgan has had like a huge growth, yeah. Like really real fast. Yeah. And Mark's on his peak. Like he's finding his style, and he's gonna.
He's on the come up.
It. Yeah, watch it. I'm watching. I'm like, damn, I don't want him to take me out ever.
I gotta train hard now, yeah, man.
So then I was just watching them dance, and I'm like, oh, I'm thinking back to those times where I had like that really big growth.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, okay, when I had that big growth, like what was I going through, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking about how when I had my big growth, that's when I had my injury.
Mm.
Because what happens is us dancers, we go on this spike, right? And we're just like, wow, I'm literally invincible.
Yeah, and then you just...
We think we're invincible. We're doing crazy things. We're getting all of these. We're getting this shout. Yeah. Everyone's giving us props. And that's what they're getting in that crew.
Yeah.
They're getting all these props. They're getting props from me, from the crew members, everyone outside. People are seeing how much they've grown.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm like, that's awesome. But I had to have a talk to them, and I was like, guys, it's times like this where you think you're invincible because you're doing amazing things and you're pulling off these cool tricks that an injury is most at risk.
Right. You got to think about longevity.
Right.
Don't just get too hyped at the moment.
Literally. Yeah, literally. And so that's the thing. I was like, if you do something, when you're hype, right, you do moves that you just don't, either never done before or you push way too much, which is what happened in my last injury.
Yep.
I got too hype and I pushed pushed my knee out way too far than it needed to.
Yeah.
And then, should have. And then so I was just talking to them and I was like, I'm going to tell you this so that way you guys, this isn't me telling you off.
Yeah.
This is me and my experience, and I don't want you guys to go through the same thing I went through.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. If you're going to train something hard, you got to train it slowly and you got to train it nonstop so that way it's second nature to you.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, it's make like, your body used to it.
Make your body used to it.
It's like practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, it's like
a good way to put it. Yeah.
You got
to
keep training this certain thing
the correct way
so your body learns it and your body can do it over and over and over and over.
And the next thing I said is like, okay, yeah, cool. I did, when I injured myself, I did a move that I always do.
Yeah.
You know, I always do that move. And so I was like, okay, why did I do that? Well, I wasn't in the right mind when I was dancing.
Yeah.
And so I was really hyped, but I was also like a bit angry from the battle that just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost the battle just before or something like that. And I was just like, what? It was against you. And Andy voted it against me. And I was like, I definitely took Josh out in that battle. And I was just like, what the hell? Like,
and then the next battle was against Andy.
Yeah. And then I really got angry and I was like, I'm taking him out. I did take him out. But I didn't calm down.
Yeah.
I didn't calm down. And I kept that anger and I kept that, you know, like when you're ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
And you're not thinking straight.
Yeah.
And so you do things without thinking.
It's like it's just based on pure emotion.
Right.
And just like.
And all you need to do is literally just take three, like, just breathe, man.
Deep
like
breath. Three breaths.
Whatever it is, go do some push-ups and slow yourself down.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, get tired, And I didn't, and that's why the injury happened, because I pushed myself. I wasn't in the right state, and that's something I had to tell them. It was like, guys, when you get hype, people, you hear the woo, you hear all that props and stuff that, you got to remember, you got to slow down.
Mm.
And it's even like, even as dancers, when we are hype, we move too fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is going to help you as a dancer,
but
it's also going to help your body.
Keep you safe.
It's like I might be 22 in a wheelchair. Like,
yeah. We hope not,
because dancers are athletes. Like, we have to use our body.
Our body is like the most important thing.
Yeah, our body is our weapon.
And if you just think about it in general, your body is like your one true home, right? Like, there's
our little flesh bag.
Yeah, you and your flesh bag. That's all you got.
That's all you got.
Like, so do everything you can to make your home better, right?
Yeah.
Like, make sure you're doing fitness, you're stretching, you're recovering.
Hang up some decorations, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Legit. Like,
I'm so funny.
All right.
Yeah, dude.
I liked that joke way too much. I liked that joke way too much.
No, because your body is your home, and then he's like, hang up decorations in your home.
He's talking about how to improve your home.
Should we go? Yeah, let's go.
Should we go?
Let's go again. 2 out of 10.
1.5.
No, but that was good.
Going
was
down.
Good. That was
like
good,
it.
Josh.
Yeah, I like it. I like
Thank
it.
You.
Now that you explained it, I get it.
But yeah, it's like doing all these things to better yourself, even like mentally. Because like that is also part of your home, your mental home that you're constantly in, right? And I feel like so many people nowadays can't sit still within their mental home.
Their own mind.
Yeah. Right? Like, because...
You can see that through Corona, like when we were in lockdown.
Yeah, yeah. And because also we have so much social media nowadays and we have like phones and computers in our pocket, we can like, as soon as we get bored up here, we get gratification just from looking down, right? And it's like, I feel like that slows so much progress just in life, right? So it's like, if you're able to actually understand your own thoughts, your own feelings, and like be comfortable with yourself, know yourself, love yourself, you know, within your home, your mental home, like then you're able to overcome so much more, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think, one more thing with the like injuries and stuff. This one guy from Quest Crew, Ryan Amay, one of my idols. But
has the same name too.
Yeah. He does like this crazy, like all these crazy tricks. Yeah. One is he like jumps backwards and lands on his head.
Damn.
Like just like
Stevie G stuff.
Boom. Yeah. And then the other one is like he does a massive suicide like coin drop where he jumps up super, like does a back handspring, jumps up super high and just lands on his back. Yeah. Anyway, like, but with both those tricks, he's
but
like,
why? But why?
He's like, I don't train them. That's for some reason, that's his thing. He's like, the moment I worry about me thinking like, I'm like, oh, I have to do this trick. He's like, I know it's in my body because I have trained it before. You know, right. I know it. I don't consistently train it because I already did it. I already trained it. I already know it. It's in my body. Mm-hmm. It's in my foundation. So I know every time I'm going to hit it like that.
Yeah.
Because if I, in after knowing the move and having the move, then if you're like, oh, do I still have the move? That's when you're going to mess it up.
Yeah.
But I think he's at that stage where he can confidently do things. He isn't nervous like how some of us are in our battles.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean? Like, we're in a comp. Yeah. We're still a bit nervous and stuff like that. Where he could have been doing this for years. Or, he's got that experience where he doesn't need to because he isn't nervous. He's in the right mind.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Definitely. It's like with me when I did that, when I tried to do the flip the first time we went to DS. Destructive Steps.
Yes, yes.
Destructive Steps is a battle event in Sydney. It's like one of the biggest battle events.
How could we forget? That should be a new episode. That should be a new segment. How could we forget?
How could? And we just talk about embarrassing moments.
I've actually thought about this thing, like having episodes where we just dedicate them. They can just be shorter ones, just dedicated to like one infamous Project One story.
I did want to tell a story though on this podcast.
Just go about the DS. Go about the DS. Just say it.
I'll finish the DS story. Yeah.
We'll do it in another episode.
So it was like, I was at the end of my set, right? I just did like a pretty, it was okay. It was an okay set.
Yeah.
It was like,
it was a good set, guys. It was a good set.
No, it wasn't that good. It was like, and I, at that time I was like, oh yeah, I can do a flip. Right. And then.
Which
I could at the time. And then towards the end of my set, I was like, oh yeah, this set is going all right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just chuck a flip. Right. So the judge or the MC was like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, right? Counting down. And I was like, all right, got to do it now. So I went 3, 2, stepped back. And then as soon as I took the first step back, I'm like, I don't have enough momentum. I can't make this. So I just did a flip, landed on my back, and then just like had to get up at the end of, you know, at the end of my set after that MC had counted down. Everyone's watching me and I'm just on the floor and I'm like, why did I do that? And then, like, yeah, I didn't hear the end of it.
So as the crowd, being in the crowd and watching that, Ryan did a really good set. We're watching it, you know, your crew members up there, you're really excited for him, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then he does that, and you're just there like,
why? Why did?
You know what I mean? And I look at the judges. That's the first thing I always do is I look at the judges to look at their reaction. And I'm just seeing like,
All the judges are like, why? Why?
Anyway, it's not even about that. It's also like, are you okay? Like,
yeah.
Because you might have actually hurt yourself. Like you stayed there lying there like, what the hell did I just do?
Well, yeah, because I didn't hurt myself, but like I went down there and I was like, why did I just do that?
You were eating yourself.
I was literally on the floor. It felt like an hour. I was just thinking. I was like,
damn,
what went wrong in my life to bring me to this moment?
Is this the end?
How I ended up here.
This is how I die.
If you ever make a movie, that's where you got to start from.
Hey, this is me. You're probably wondering how I ended up
here. I wasn't always like this.
Start off with my reaction, like, oh, and then go over to like, this is me. Wait, no, not this guy. This guy.
This guy. Oh, that would be perfect.
What were you saying?
So the other story I wanted to tell was, since Jason and I are here, the story of us almost dying in America.
Oh, dude.
Far out.
Dude.
Oh, this Uber.
Dude, I'm shaking thinking about it.
Oh, it still scares me.
I'm like we've had this conversation of like being scared of things, right? Yep. Like I don't really get scared of much, like, and in terms of driving, like I drive okay. I'm not scared. Some people get scared to be in the car and stuff like that, and like, you know, to speed a little bit or to go fast. I'm not really like, I don't really mind that stuff. And so, we got in the car. Should we actually explain the story?
Yeah, I think so.
So we called an Uber up. We went to go grocery shopping in America.
Coming back from groceries.
So we had groceries. We called an Uber up and it rocked up. Ryan put the trolley away, so I went to the car first, and it was this nice muscle car. I was like, damn, this is going to be sick. Yeah. So I opened up the front door.
Yes.
And he had things there. And he goes, nah, bro, sit in the back. And I was like, oh, okay. And so that's the first thing,
kind of weird.
Yeah, it was really awkward. So that's the first thing, is that culture, like America and Australia, if there's an Uber, we usually sit at the front. If there's a taxi, like we can comfortably sit at the front.
Yeah, that's just Australian culture.
That's just
culture.
How it is. Yeah. But like, American, like... America, obviously not. Yeah. So we learned that. You see it in movies, right?
Right.
I just never picked it up.
Never clicked. Yeah.
Never clicked it. So and then we sat in the back and Ryan sat next to me and we're just driving. And he starts off and he's like, yo... why do you guys want to sit in the front?
Yeah, and like, he's kind of like accusing us almost. Yeah. Like the way he's speaking is very
it's such a weird
vibe.
Like is something wrong with you guys?
It's
weird. Or
why did you try and sit in?
And so like he's driving, and he's asking us this question, and then he crosses double lines.
Mm.
So you're meant to turn right out of this intersection, but he goes past the double lines to turn left, and I was like, okay, yeah, sure. That works. Like, you can do that, whatever. But the timing he does it, he was so focused on the conversation. Yeah. He went literally
seconds. I'll describe the intersection as well. There's three cars coming this way. Three cars, like three lanes of traffic, and then three lanes on the other side. So he's trying to cross the three lanes of traffic to get to the other side to drive, to get back to the hotel or the resort, right?
Because Americans, they drive on the right side.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So he... yeah, like you said, he was so focused on our conversation, or like he was just elsewhere, I guess. So yeah, he starts driving over the two lines to get to the other side. Okay, and this is the bit that scares me the most, because he goes, right? I don't think he even looks at the traffic. All the cars are coming, right? But I'm on the side where I don't see. Yeah, so the cars are coming behind me because I'm looking at Jason. We're like, oh, this guy's kind of weird. And then Jason, I just see his eyes like get wide, and he's literally just like all the breath I feel like it leaves his body, and he just like grabs at my chest, and he just like grabs so tight. And I was like, what the hell is happening? Like, and I just see all the like fear in his eyes, and I was like, what? And then he was trying to say like, behind you, like look behind you. And then I was just like, what? And then I turn around. There's cars like literally about to hit us, like this close. I'm serious. Like,
and so the sunset was down.
Yeah,
and people had their lights on.
Yeah,
and so people were like flashing their lights and honking the horn, and like you hear like brake, like literally just misses us, and I'm out of breath, and I'm just trying to grab Ryan to tell him, like, dude, like that was Ryan's side.
Yeah,
that was Ryan's side. And if that hit Ryan, I feel like Ryan would not be here right now. Right. I'm not even joking.
Legitimately,
like, that's how much
you're
scared.
Going that fast.
Me.
Yeah,
they're going that. Like you're on. This is like a
this
highway.
This is like a highway.
This
is
a highway. And so they were going far. Like, it's just everything.
Yeah.
All my emotion was put onto that.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the drive was so awkward. He goes, guys, I'm sorry about that. And I was like, yeah, good. Yeah.
You should be sorry.
And I was just like, I was so angry. I was in like, you know, when you get in those moods, like, I don't care what you have to say. I don't care whatever it is going on in your life. I'm that angry right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then he dropped us off. We took out our groceries and we're standing outside. We had to wait for some people to come help us. We had heaps of groceries. Mm. And I was just there like... I put so much energy into trying to tell Ryan about this car that I lost all my energy and was just like, I was about to faint. Yeah. And I was just there like, what just happened? And we're just trying to catch my breath. And I was just like, and then I picked it back up after, and I was just pacing around like, what just happened? Yeah. I was so angry.
I remember. Oh man, I gave him such a bad rating.
Good. Good. Like, as you should.
Seriously, that was, yeah. Like he just drove, and then like after the car stopped, he just, you know, kept going. And just the whole car ride, we were like, this dude, like,
that's the first time I think my life has ever flashed before my eyes.
And that was, I think, the scariest part for me wasn't actually the cars. It was like looking at Jason and like
seeing Jason's fear.
His fear and his emotion and like grabbing at me. I was like, that like sticks with me. Yeah. That image. Sorry, I'm like,
probably
oh
really
my God.
Ugly as well.
No, like it wasn't even like it was just like pure.
Yeah, man.
Man. That's crazy.
That's a good note to finish on.
Yeah. I'm glad we have that on the internet somewhere. So if we forget, then we can.
Yeah, exactly.
Look back at it.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Fun podcast. I don't even want to stop. This is too much fun.
Good stuff, right?
Cool. Well, yeah. Thanks very much, Jason, for coming.
Of course,
yeah.
Thanks.
To you.
It was awesome.
It was great to hear, you know, your sort of perspective of P1 coming together, because you were in it before everyone else. But yeah, thanks Ryan as well for helping me host.
Thank you, Josh.
Welcome back to my.
You guys are just. This
co-host.
Is something. This is too cute. Why don't you guys rate each other?
Rate
the love.
10. I already did it last week.
He gave you a number. Remember that?
Wow.
Remember that?
Wow. He's not Jay Smooth, is he?
No, not Jay Smooth.
I would say like, yeah, it's more than.
Give him an alphabet.
Like, maybe like a
10A.
Huh?
A 10A.
The
first letter, dude. Come on, man.
Sorry. 10Z.
Ooh. Is he just Z? Like the last letter of the alphabet?
Last letter.
Is he last?
Wow.
So you got 25 other people for him.
You know what? Okay. I tried first and then I tried last.
It ain't working.
It's going down. You're in a 9 now.
No!
But yeah, I reckon that's about it.
That's about it.
Cool. So we're at Project One Official everywhere. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Subscribe
YouTube
to our YouTube
well.
Channel. Yeah, subscribe to the Project One Dance Podcast channel.
Yes.
Leave a comment so we can
ask the next people.
Getting,
or just it's Jade next week.
Yeah, Jade next week. Or just let us know what you want to hear.
Do you reckon Jade will watch her own podcast?
I reckon
after she finishes her episode.
No, I don't think she will.
Yeah, I don't think she will. Yeah. I reckon she won't. We'll find out. We'll ask her.
But yeah, you can find Jason at
Jason Elquiri_ on Instagram.
That's good.
That's it. That was pretty much it.
That's it. All right.
Just follow me there.
Just follow them there.
Got my number?
Yeah.
Got my number?
Yeah. It's
my Snapchat. Oh. My social security number. And
yes.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Yeah.
And my bank details.
Yeah. Have you got your tax file number?
Yeah.
Tax file number.
I'll give you my ABN. Bank details so you guys can transfer me if you want.
All right.
Is that a good one? Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. It's like so.
People putting their Venmo account. Like, hey, you can transfer.
Transfer here.
We do all this for free. So here, have my
If you want to make some donations.
Yeah. No, but thank you
very much
for watching,
guys.
We always appreciate your support. It's Hot Takes with Ryan. You never know.
Just as we thought it was at the end.
Wow.
It's back. It's hot Takes with
hot
Ryan.
Takes.
Go.
So the hot take today is...
I was going to Millie Rock on the way out.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Hot take is, you know, sometimes I won't do a hot take because then you actually never know when it's
then
coming.
You actually never
Boom.
Know. May be a hot take that week, or it may be not.
Wait, okay, serious. Next week when the hot take happens, can you guys like give each other a signal, like a wink or something? I want Jay to be sitting here. I want you guys to just scare him.
Just yell.
And just stand up and scare her. Because she's not going to watch this. So
if she does, she'll prepare herself for it. So.
Yeah, exactly. We'll find out.
You know, we'll find out next week.
We got to figure out the signal. Yeah. The signal now.
Signal, yeah.
Or just like...
Are we just like... Because lock eyes,
Do the Jason scared fear...
All right, the Jason Scarfier.
Jason Scarfier.
Scarfier. All right, you can follow me at ryan.rt.
And you can follow me at josh_page7.
And that's about it.
Thank you for watching. Thanks for watching.
Not doing hot takes?
That was the hot take.
That wasn't a hot take. The hot take was like a hot take.
Yeah.
Oh, Boom. I get it.
You get it. He gets it.
Hot take is that there was no hot take.
Boom.
Cool. So, this has been Project One. Signing out.
You created that.
You did that.
Oh, yeah, I did.
That's yours.
Oh, guys, cool.